Less than 13 miles from the heart of downtown Detroit, Hamtramck, Michigan is like a little United Nations, where residents collectively speak more than 30 languages. The town's pioneer residents were mostly German, followed by Poles, but recently Hamtramck has become a melting pot for immigrants from Yemen, Bangladesh, Bosnia, and Ukraine, with a majority Islamic population today. Join Kathy Anger, Hamtramck City Manager, as she shares her passion for the multicultural two-square-mile town and cool things to do and see.
Hamtramck.
Here we are in Hamtramck. I never even heard of the word before, and here I am, and it's basically a part of the greater Detroit area, but it's this whole little world. Tell us about Hamtramck.
Well, Hamtramck is this wonderful place. We like to say we're the world in 2.1 square miles. You know, we have about 30 languages people speak here. It's like walking down the street.
This is an incredible multicultural melting pot of America. Tell us about that.
It is. Hamtramck, you know, we have people from all over the world here. We have a huge population from Yemen. We have people from Bangladesh, from Bosnia, from Poland, from the Ukraine, and all over the world.
Hamtramck. How did that happen here? Why here?
Well, you know, a lot of people, it started out as a German community for a short time, and then the Poles came here. The auto factories brought people here to work. After that, some of the Polish people moved away, and we had cheap housing. We've got good housing stock, but people from other countries came here and said, it's cheap to live here, my family's here, I'm going to come here too. And they've made their lives here, building businesses, and just living in our neighborhoods and building.
I understand you can still get some great kielbasa here.
It's true. You know, Zrodex is the hometown favorite, along with Kowalski. We have a manufacturing plant here. A lot of good restaurants from all over the world. Yemeni food, Polish food, food from the Ukraine, Bosnia. You name it, we've got it in Hamtramck.
How many miles from downtown Detroit? You can see downtown Detroit.
Right. You can see downtown Detroit. You can ride a bicycle there. We have transportation to downtown with a bus ride. It's a bus ride away in just a few minutes. We are the donut hole of a donut. And Hamtramck is just a great place to live, to work, to visit, and to build a business. We've got a lot of burgeoning beginning businesses here that have just grown into wonderful worldwide businesses.
That's incredible. So you've seen a lot of incredible, powerful changes in a real positive way in less than 5 years here.
Well, and you know, this used to be a big manufacturing town. There was a Dodge main plant here. We still have a presence from General Motors, one of our big manufacturers, but we have other things. Like we have Metropolitan Baking, which is a huge factory operation. If you've eaten bread in Detroit area, it came from that bakery. They transport bread all over the country. But small business is the root of this community. It's the foundation. We have a lot of mom-and-pop businesses. We have bakeries. We have meat markets. We have bars. We have restaurants. A pub crawl isn't a pub crawl till you've been in Hamtramck.
That's so cool. So if you came to Detroit on holiday, probably one of the draws here would be to have a great culinary experience.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have Bon Bon Bon, which is a worldwide chocolatier here. We have a new cookie shop. We have Polish restaurants that serve gołąbki, pierogi, kielbasa, you name it, it's here. You want Yemeni food? We have it. You can get gulaba and all of the delicacies there. But don't miss out and not attend a Detroit City Football Club event. It's the home at Keyworth Stadium. We have minor league soccer here to enjoy. And if you haven't attended a soccer game in Hamtramck, you haven't attended a soccer game.
That's so cool. So a real best-kept secret of Michigan.
Well, and you know what? More and more people are here every day visiting us because it is a place that you want to come back to. So, you know, once you come here, find a place in your heart for Hamtramck. My name is Kathy Anger, A-N-G-E-R-E-R, and I'm the city manager of Hamtramck.
Kathy, thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much for having us today.
What a great day.
Thank you so much.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Hamtramck, Michigan. We'll see you here. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.